I continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Parents were upset by the methods used by a public high school teacher named Shelley Evans Marshall. On October 22, 2001, 25 parents attended a school board meeting in Ohio to express concern about the appropriateness of some materials she had assigned to students as optional reading. At the subsequent school board meeting on November 26, approximately 100 parents were in attendance to protest the presence of material in classes and school libraries that the parents thought was obscene. A petition calling for decency in education was presented with a remarkable 500 signatures. In early 2003, the school superintendent recommended non-renewal of her contract, and the school board unanimously agreed. Then, the teacher sued the principal, the superintendent, and board members, and the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals held that teachers have a First Amendment right in the classroom that presumably extends to what many would consider to be pornography, just like the rule outside the classroom. Moreover, the Sixth Circuit held that the officials may be personally liable for infringing on the teacher's alleged First Amendment rights in the classroom. The implications of this decision are mind-boggling. Teachers have First Amendment rights in the classroom to distribute material against the wishes of the public, the parents, the principal, the superintendent, and the school board. The court's opinion was written by a Clinton-appointed judge, R. Guy Cole, Jr., who thereby opened up public school classrooms to whatever obscenity a teacher feels like introducing. For those living in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, pornography may be coming soon to a classroom near you. Will the Supreme Court hear and reverse this case? Don't count on it. The Supreme Court usually ducks important parental rights issues like this, instead choosing to take cases about prisoners' rights. How about considering students as prisoners of a school system gone awry?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says the trouble with bucket seats is that not everybody has the same size bucket.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have a difficult time remembering certain things, but then I have a very good memory of remembering other certain things. Now, I can remember prices, although I have a terrible time with names, and I guess it's because I don't care enough about who I'm talking to, because I've been talking to literally hundreds of thousands of people over the last 40 years, but prices I can remember. And I've always, when I first started reporting livestock markets, I went to the St. Louis stockyards and studied under Alan Cloud. That was the guy's name. He was a head market reporter there at St. Louis stockyards. And he just amazed me. He could go down through the pens of cattle, and he'd remember exactly where the cattle came from, what they brought that day, and who bought them. He never took notes. He just knew that. I mean, they'd say, okay, these cattle are going to Swift. They brought 42 6-bits, and they came out of, you know, eastern Illinois or whatever. And he'd remember that. And I thought, how can he do that? And I studied under him for a week or two. And then I went to Kansas City Stockyards, and I studied under a guy named Bill Marshall. And Bill could do the same thing. And I thought, I said, could you guys do that when you started out? Well, you know, you develop it. Well, I've kind of over the last century, or half a century, I guess, I've more or less developed that. And I can remember, I just remember prices. I can remember what things brought, you know, so many years ago, what things are worth today. And particularly on farmland, I can tell you who bought what farm back over my lifetime and what they gave for it. So anyhow, and you used to could back on farmland, it used to be easy because you had to put stamps on the title. When you transferred a title, it got stamps on it, and the stamps were based upon the price of the land. So you could go to the courthouse. If there's any doubt about what something brought, you could go to the courthouse. It was on record, the actual price. Anyway, farmland values continued to go up. When I was, again, reporting markets on a daily basis, it was always a great thing to be able to come on the air, you know, with the theme song and say, up, up, up she goes. Hey, we picked up another 50 cents to a dollar today on whatever it was, you know. And it was always nice to do that. It was a lot more fun to give the markets on an uptrend than on a downtrend. And usually we had more downtrends than uptrends over the years. But anyhow, we certainly are in an up, up, up she goes situation as far as land prices are concerned. And I have some interesting information here as to why land prices are going up. And this is fourth quarter review of the Farmland Investor Letter. And it begins by saying Midwest land ends year up 10%. Outlook is stable. Some areas, and I don't know why they call that, well, I do too, because we're going to talk about the Midwest, the West, East, this is all over the United States, but the trend is general. The trend is general all over the United States. The price of farmland is going up, and we can say up, up, up she goes, but who's buying it? The farmers are not buying the land as they were before. When I say before, I remember back in the 60s and 70s, farmers were out there to buy land. They didn't care what it cost as long as it joined them, or they could get to it, you know, with a, you know, if it was just a mile or two away, no big deal. Hey, can't give too much land, because I'll tell you why. God quit making land. He still makes people, and we're going to have to feed all these people, so this land is going to be worth a lot more in years to come. And then what we didn't realize, we had been paying back in those days 6% interest. You could buy, borrow all the money you wanted on a long-term note, 6%. Actually, you could get it for 5, 5.5 sometimes, and we're talking about it like a 30-year, like a 30-year mortgage. So, you know, it wasn't too big a deal. And then what we would do, I say we because I got caught in the same crack. What we would do is we would buy land too high, but we bought it anyway, and then we'd watch the price go up. And they'd say, boy, how much higher can this go? Well, what we're going to do, we're going to refinance. We're going to refinance what we've already bought. Now, we had this 30-year loan at 5.5%, let's say. But now that we've refinanced, we're going to have to give up that mortgage. We're going to have to pay that off, and we're going to refinance and buy another farm. And this is what happened back in the 1960s mainly, and 70s, and then when 80 came along, interest went up to 20%, and farmers couldn't make the interest payments. And then farmland literally crashed. You couldn't give farms away. Literally, you couldn't give farms away. Now I'm looking here, Alaska State Pension Investment Board. If you were on the state investment board in your state, where would you put money today? See, I think about this all the time, and we talk to Craig Smith, and I think Craig's on the right track. I truly do. But what is worth anything today? We see that dollar worth less on a daily basis. We know what can happen in the stock market. So the Alaska State Pension Investment Board has agreed to buy 2,150 acres of irrigated land in Wisconsin as an investment to put their investment board's funds. You see, when the market took the tumble back here, and I've kind of forgotten what year that was, but what it's been in the last few years, when the stock market took the tumble, a lot of these investment funds that were heavily invested in stocks and bonds, or in stocks, I mean, they really got hurt bad, pension funds and retirement funds and this sort of thing. Anyway, this is one of the things that's making land values as high as they are, and I'd like to quote some figures for you right after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we have returned. Now, most of the figures that I have here come from, and I'm getting it from the Farmland Investor Letter, but they get it from the same place that I do sometimes, and that is from the Federal Reserve Banks. Federal Reserve Banks across the nation, they poll their bankers or have meetings or whatever they do, and the bankers give them the information as to what they're making their loans at and to what the land is bringing. So these figures are pretty much from the Federal Reserve. Iowa Farms, and they always put it in different areas here, non-irrigated land, irrigated land, and then ranch land, okay? But Iowa Farms overall, and Iowa is mostly non-irrigated, but don't worry about that. The average price of land that sold in Iowa this past year, we're back into 2005 now, $3,305 an acre. It ranged from a low of $1,675 an acre to a high of $5,000 an acre. Okay? In Nebraska, the average is $1,756 an acre. Some Nebraska land, and let's realize most of Iowa is pretty good soil, and the typical Iowa farm over all of Iowa, there's a few southern counties that are closer to Missouri that not maybe as fertile as it would be on up in the other part of Iowa, but Iowa's pretty much all over Iowa good farmland. Nebraska now is, it's kind of like Missouri and some of these other states, we have two kinds of land here. We have rangeland or timberland or whatever, and then we have other land, but Nebraska's average is 1,756. Some of the land, which is dry and in the further parts of the country, of the state, $318 was the low figure. $43,705 was the high figure, and you can bet that was around either Omaha or Lincoln. In other words, it was not going to farmers. In South Dakota, land averaged $1,136 an acre. In Wyoming, land averaged $648 an acre. In Missouri, buyer demand for cropland was especially strong in western Missouri. Missouri cropland values gained more than 13% in 2005. Demand, and this is the interesting thing, demand by hunters and other recreational enthusiasts are greater than non-farm buyers shopping for land for investment purposes. In other words, the majority of this land that's selling is not going to farmers. It used to, but the farmers are beginning to back off. Now, in some instances, farmers are buying the land, but they're buying it for other reasons other than to farm, okay? Land sales in New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana went up over 20% last year. Again, it was suited for hunting. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we have returned. Now, these maps that I'm looking at are based upon where the Federal Reserve Bank that serves these areas is located. They have New Mexico, Texas, and northern Louisiana all in one area here. And they say ranch land values were up almost 20.5% last year as recreational tracts continue to fuel the local market. Native pasture, suited for hunting, is bringing from $500 to $800 an acre, well ahead of what it would be worth for agricultural uses. In central Texas, a surge in land sales to non-farmers. Nearly all purchases appeared to be for investment purposes, recreational use, or were sold as smaller subdivided plots of larger tracts. Most farmers have stepped away from bidding. In Illinois, land was up from 8 to 12% last year. And exchange buyers made up 56% of the land purchases. I'll explain that in a moment. In other words, exchange buyers are people that sold out, just like we were talking here a while ago, in Nebraska, land sold as high as $43,705 an acre. Well, you know what that was. Somebody had some land. They'd held on to it as long as they could. Taxes got too high. And finally, they had to sell it. And they couldn't turn down $43,000 an acre. I don't know how many acres it was, but you can bet you it was near Lincoln or Omaha, somewhere in that area. They certainly didn't buy that land to grow $2 a bushel corn on, okay? Now, we've got all this money. What are we going to do with it? You know, what would you do with it? Would you put it in the stock market? And you've got to do something with it. So they can turn around and they call that exchange buyers. So they get a little further away from town and reinvest. So maybe they sold 40 acres. For the same money, they can move out 100 miles and use that same money and buy over 100 acres with it. I don't know. You know, it depends upon the situation. Everyone's going to be a little bit different. But in this area, in Illinois now, fewer than 4 in 10 land buyers needed debt financing. In other words, 60% of the land traded in Illinois last year, they had cash in hand. And what that had to be was people that had, as I said, they were located in a good area. And this is what these conservation easements will keep you from doing, people. If you get a conservation easement on there, nobody's going to give you $43,000 an acre for some land that's got a conservation easement on it because they're not buying it to farm. And I hear this all the time. Oh, we're taking all of our good farmland and we're building highways. We're covering it with asphalt and concrete and bricks and glass. So what? Gee willikers. There's enough land left. I mean, the population, we can't begin to eat the food that we could grow if we needed the food and people were willing to pay the price. As I've said time and time again, you could grow enough on a city golf course to feed everybody in that city if you put it in vegetable crops. It don't take a lot of land to feed people. We used to live, most people had a little old garden in their backyard. I'm going back 75 or 80 years. But practically even town people had a little garden. And in their little garden, they canned food. They didn't buy everything at the grocery store. They grew it in a little bitty garden. And you can feed a family. It doesn't take a very big garden. So we don't literally need all this land. Anyhow, sometimes, and we see more and more of this, the farmers that can't afford this high-priced land, there's a lot of people that just don't want to sell it. So they lease it or rent it on a cash rent basis. Now, in Illinois, top quality land is being cash rented from $150 to $190 an acre. I will assure you that a lot of that land that they're renting to a farmer for $150 to $190 an acre, they didn't give $150 or $190 an acre for that land when they bought it 50 years ago, okay? Good land, see, that was top quality, then good. They call it $130 to $175 an acre. Average land, $110 to $150. And fair land, from $90 to $125 an acre. I don't know what fair land is. But anyhow, I thought that was interesting that we see this happening. And this is almost exactly what happened, except the dollars are worth less, so the land is bringing more. This is almost exactly what happened back in the 1960s and 70s when, like I said, all we heard from Farm Journal, Farm Quarterly, Farm, all the farm publications, all the college professors, the economic students that study all this, they said, hey, you know, God quit making land. He still's making people, so you can't give too much for it. All you have to do is just sit on it and wait. Well, that would have been right, but we couldn't sit on it when interest went to 20%. Anyhow, a lot of those old-timers that lost everything they had back in 1980 and the early 80s when interest hit 20%, aren't around today to say, young feller, that's what happened to me, and hey, it can happen again. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening. Oh, yes, our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Gold prices rose further in choppy trading on Wednesday, resuming their climb towards $600 an ounce level that analysts are expecting to be reached in the near term. Gold closed up $1.90 to $587.60 an ounce, and silver closed unchanged at $11.67 an ounce. Gold is seen as a hedge against increasing global inflation that's prompting central banks to raise interest rates. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, if a man is alone in the forest and speaks, and there's no woman to hear him, is he still wrong? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, looking at a little history here, on January the 5th, 1914, you weren't around when that happened. But, and I wasn't either. That was before I came to this country. But Mr. Henry Ford announced that he was doubling the pay of his employees. He had thousands of them. Now, he started paying them at least $5 a day. And you say, well, that doesn't look like very much. But in 1914, you could live very, very nicely on $5 a day, all right? His company was selling Model Ts as fast as they could build them. And he said his workers deserve to share in the profits. Wall Street Journal accused him of injecting biblical and spiritual principles into a field where they do not belong. That sound familiar? The New York Times correspondent who traveled to Detroit to interview him that week asked him if he was a socialist. But most people truly loved what he was doing. The country was suffering from a recession at the time, and the Ford News seemed to offer hope. Within 24 hours, 10,000 men were lined up outside the Ford employment office in Michigan. You notice I said 10,000 men were lined up. Women stayed at home, had babies, didn't have to work. You could get by even in those times with one paycheck coming in to a family, okay? In fact, they even tried to get Henry Ford to run for president the next time around. He said, and here was his philosophy, more production could lead to better wages, which in turn would lead to more spending by the public. He said, I want my own people to be able to buy my cars. And he says, by paying higher wages, he said, he concluded, it's behind the prosperity of this country. Now, the average hourly wage today of the rank and file worker, and that makes up 80% of the people that are working in this country, are losing ground. You say, well, they haven't taken any pay cuts. Oh, by the way, they are. What did what airline? Delta. I saw yesterday where Delta is cutting their wages by, I forget the percentages, but with the two cuts, one they've already taken and then the new one, they've just about cut wages in half. Delta Airlines, D-E-L-T-A, that means don't ever leave the airport. But anyway, they are cutting wages. But even if companies are not cutting wages, they're taking a big wage cut in inflation. And you have to realize that. As inflation goes up, the dollar is worth less, and the prime example of that is look at the gas pumps. Gasoline today is right at $2.50 a gallon, almost nationwide. It's a lot more than that in some areas. But nationwide, it's around $2.50 a gallon. And if you did not get a wage increase and you have to drive the same distance to work, then you have taken a wage cut, right? Can you see that? It's a simple. It's very, very simple. So, let's go back to Henry Ford. They said, what was so comforting about Fordism? They called what he was doing Fordism. He said, that was the economy operated on a virtuous self-reinforcing cycle. Only when the middle class does well can a country do well. And as the country grew ever richer, so would the middle class. Well, see, today we've just about lost our middle class. In the last few years, our economy has kept growing mainly because of high-income families. That's about the top 20% of the workers. They've done so well that they have become what they call devoted spenders. Globalization has helped many white-collar workers make a lot more money, even as those same global changes have closed the factories and depress the wages. Now, there are people today, and I can name some of them, and they don't all have to be Bill Gateses, but there are a lot of folks out there that are knocking down hundreds of thousands of dollars annually, and they spend it. They spend it. It's been well-off families, not cash-short families, have been the ones increasing their borrowing and cutting their savings in most recent years. According to the Federal Reserve Banks again, in 1992, the top 20% of households, as ranked by income, accounted to 42% of consumer spending. By 2000, it had grown to 46%. That may sound like a small change, but it's an enormous amount of money. It figures out over $300 billion a year, just that little 4% increase from the poor and the middle class to the affluent. In Michigan, Ford and General Motors have been cutting thousands of jobs, creating the country's sickest local economy and hurting even well-to-do suburbs. A car dealership north of Detroit sold 90 Bentleys last year. They only sold 70 the year before. You say, well, how can they do that if they're cutting thousands of jobs? As we mentioned a while ago, it's the middle class that gets hurt here. And much of the money that would have gone to the middle class is now going to this top 20% that's doing quite nicely in the country. But 20% of a people's not enough to do what it's going to keep the country going. A fellow by the name of David Butler is a manager there in Detroit. And he's the one that sold those 90 Bentleys last year. I don't even know what a Bentley is. You know anything about Bentleys and that? I don't know what they are. I know they're big fancy cars, but I wouldn't know one if I saw it. And I probably would say, well, that's not a big fancy car. That's a little dinky darn thing. To me, a big fancy car was about a 1960 model Cadillac with tail fins. Anyway, he says he expects to sell more than 100 Bentleys this year. Now, these cars cost at least $180,000. The dealership also opened a Lamborghini showroom in January. I don't know what that looks like. But apparently, according to this article, they're more expensive than Bentleys. Now, I kind of know what a Rolls Royce is, but I probably wouldn't recognize one if I saw it. You'd have to say there's a Rolls Royce. But anyhow, they aren't selling very well in Detroit. Now, you say that's because they cost $300,000, and that's what they cost. No, that's not why they're not selling well. Mr. Butler's customers don't feel comfortable being seen in $300,000 cars when the area is suffering so badly. You see what's happening here in America? We are becoming a two-class system, or caste system. We've got the rich, and we used to have a big middle class, and then as Jesus said, the poor shall always be with you. But now we have about 20% of the population that could be considered wealthy, I guess, and then we're losing our middle class. Anyhow, he said they're not buying these $300,000 Rolls Royces in the Detroit area. It's not that they can't afford it. It's because it would give the people that drive them a bad image. Anyhow, the hourly pay, and these figures again are coming from the Federal Reserve System, the hourly pay of most workers is no better than has done no better than inflation for the last 30 years. So this is 65. We're going to go back to take 30 off of 65. You get 35. That's not right. 1935, that's not right. 30 years. It's difficult to talk and think at the same time. This is 2006. And take 30 off of there is 6-7. Okay, from 76. Okay, so from 1976 on, the pay wages or the pay scale has done no better than inflation overall. So really, we're just barely breaking even here. When we get a pay raise, it hasn't amounted to all that much. And like I said, if you think it has, start buying gasoline. I talked to a good friend of mine. He has a new pickup truck, and he's feeding quite a few cattle. And he said, I've been putting took $140 to fill his pickup truck, and he does that like twice a week or something. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The other day, in fact it was March the 24th to be exact, I spent most of the hour talking to you about the Model Emergency Health Powers Act. And at that time I said, what this does, it literally turns governors into dictators, because this is a bill that's written in Washington. They're not trying to pass it in Washington, but what they're trying to do is get the states to go ahead and use this act and get it as a state bill, all right? I said, start watching. I said, it'll be showing up in your states. In this act, they tell us that they urge state legislatures to adopt to this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. It's prepared by the Center for Law and the Public Health at Georgetown and Johns Hopkins Universities for the Centers for Disease Control. All right? And I'm just very quickly going to bring you up to date again on what it says, but in the bill, you'd have to have mandatory vaccinations or you'd be charged with a crime. You'd get a mandatory medical exam or you'd be charged with a crime. Doctors would give you the exam or you'd be charged with a crime. You probably can be seized if there is reasonable cause to believe that it may pose a public health hazard, whatever you have. And under this act, any governor could, by declaring a public health emergency, he doesn't have to consult anyone. He can say, oh, we got a public health emergency out here. A pigeon here on the state capitol died. I know that sucker's got bird flu. We're going to declare this emergency, and everybody in the state's got to take a shot. Now, it can be as ridiculous as that. And you say, that's ridiculous. It won't happen. Look at everything else that is ridiculous just around us that is happening. All right? What is a public health emergency? It's whatever the governor decides that it is. Now, I said, watch, because they'll be in your state capital trying to pass this same stuff, all right? In Massachusetts. I did it. Is that the way? Yeah, Jeff said I said it right. In Massachusetts, poor people will be offered free or heavily subsidized coverage. Those who can't afford insurance but refuse to get it will face increasing tax penalties until they obtain coverage. And those already insured will see a modest drop in their premiums, wanna bet. The House approved a bill on a 154-2 vote. The Senate endorsed it 37-0. The measure does not call for new taxes but require businesses that do not offer insurance to pay a $295 annual fee per employee. The cost will put $316 million in the government the first year and more than $1 billion by the third year. And much of that money is coming from federal reimbursements and existing state spending. The bill requires all residents to be insured by July the 1st, 2007, either by purchasing insurance directly or obtaining it through their employee. Now, I don't remember seeing that particular part in this model health emergency thing, but we do have it showing up just as it comes from Washington in other states, and we'll discuss that. First, this.
Visit Derry online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder. Like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
Truly, this man was the Son of God.
There were also women looking on afar off.
What are you doing, honey?
Just got this new DVD Bible. Look, it's the whole Bible on only two DVDs. The scripture is right on our TV screen, and you hear the narration right along with it.
A DVD Bible?
It's the first time it's been done. We can watch the Bible together, or with the kids, right here in our living room. Look, I can go anywhere in the Bible with just a click of the remote.
And they cried out again,
"Crucify him!"
Then Pilate said unto them,
"Why?"
Pause it, honey. I'm going to get the kids. We should get one of these for Mom. She'd love it.
It even has a complete library of Holy Land photos.
The new DVD Bible. It's the complete King James Version. Over 72 hours of narration and beautifully displayed scripture on your TV screen. Perfect Bible study with family, friends, and church. Anywhere there's a TV or a DVD-compatible computer. Order yours today and get one for a friend. Now only $29.95. And if you order now, you'll get a free CD of kids' favorite stories from the Bible.
God worked for 6 days.
Call 1-800-462-9559. That's 1-800-462-9559.
And we're in the home stretch. I mentioned that I discussed this emergency health plan with you back in March, and it was the Model Emergency Health Powers Act that they have written for the states. And I said, get ready, it's coming to a state capital near you. All right, this is dated March 27th. I was listening, it's a high dairy thing, on email. I was listening to last Friday's show, March 24th, and you mentioned that the Emergency Model Health Powers Act had not been passed into law yet. Well, I don't think it will in Washington. I don't think they'd ever get the thing through, just like the animal ID deal. While this is true, it has been introduced in 44 states, and 37 have passed bills or resolutions that include provisions from or are closely related to the act. Then, I have a list here of things that are going on. The Turning Point Model State, the Turning Point Model State Public Health Act. A collaborative process to develop a model state public health law to better protect, it's all for our protection, and promote public's health, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It's a multidisciplinary group comprised of representatives from five states. These five states happen to be Alaska, Colorado, Nebraska, Oregon, and Wisconsin. Nine national organizations and government agencies, and experts in specialty areas of public health. Here's the legislative status update. From January the 1st, 2003 to January the 1st, 2006, the subject matter or specific language from the Act has been featured or introduced in whole or part through 90 bills or resolutions in 32 states. The extent to which the Act's provision are featured in these bills varies extensively. For more information, we can go on to that. The National Association of Attorney Generals passed a resolution urging states to review their public health laws. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act grants public health powers to state and local public health authorities to ensure a strong, effective, and timely planning, prevention, and response mechanism to public health emergencies, including bioterrorism, while also respecting individual rights. Now, did you ever notice all of these things? I don't care whether it's animal ID, whether it's your driver's license. And by the way, we're going to have our national driver's license come along here. One of the states, and did I talk about that on the air, Jeff? Can you remember? Did I talk about one of the states? Because I do some other programs, and I forget what I do where. Okay, but one of the states has passed a bill that we will that state is not going to take a national driver's license. They're not going to do it. Was it New Hampshire? I believe it was New Hampshire. And they said that, and in this bill, in this national driver's ID thing, it says that if you don't do that, you can't draw Social Security. You can't, you have to have that driver's license to go into a federal building, to ride Amtrak, to get on an airplane. I mean, so I guess the people in New Hampshire, but see, if every state would do that, we could stop all this foolishness. I really tip my hat, if it was New Hampshire, and I believe it was, I really tip my hat to those legislators there for getting that job done. If every state would just resist, we could stop this federal foolishness. But, you know, we got to go along to get along, because our governor, he might be the next president. Wouldn't that be great? We know the president. Oh, speaking of that, Bush is coming to our town here next Tuesday. He'll be here in Jefferson City, Missouri.
See if we can't get him in the studio.
Yeah, he'll come in and do the show live with me. I'm sure he will. Oh, you can ask him, Jeff. That's your job. You can get him in here. I'll talk to him. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.